You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fortnite now has reboot vans to respawn your dead teammates. By Julie Muncy. Greetings and welcome to another installment of Replay, Wired's look at everything happening in the world of video games. This week we've got news about Fortnite, PlayStation IDs, and the coolest fighting game moment ever. Let's get going. You can finally change your PlayStation Network ID, but you may not want to. PlayStation has finally, after much ado, launched a feature allowing players to change their online ID in the PlayStation Network service. But, based on what Sony has to say about it on their PlayStation blog, you might not want to. According to Sony, the change will work on most games developed in 2018 or afterward, and a decent amount of games published before. But with some games, the change can create critical errors, including loss of save data and purchased content, like DLC or other types of add-ons. So, yes, congratulations! You can finally change your name, but it might break your games. Is that compromise worth it? Depends on how awful your username was, I guess. A new perspective on one of the greatest fighting game moments of all time. One of the most exciting moments in competitive fighting game history is called EVO Moment 37, aka the Daigo Parry, wherein Daigo Umehara and Justin Wan squared off in Street Fighter III, a matchup that ended in a legendary, thrilling reversal that is both technically complex and incredibly exciting to watch. A video of the moment has been around on the internet for years, but as reported by Kotaku, a new video showing the footage from a new angle with new commentary, has surfaced on YouTube. If you've never experienced this frankly pretty sublime moment in esports, you need to check it out. And if you know it well, exploring it from another angle is still a joy. Fortnite adds reboot vans, which probably aren't inspired by Apex Legends. Maybe. The newest thing to come to Fortnite? Reboot vans. The vans, coincidentally similar to Apex Legends' respawn feature, allows players to bring back dead teammates at specific locations on the map if they acquire a reboot card from their corpse, which will be dropped from all fallen teammates and remain on the map for 90 seconds. Yeah, okay. It pretty much is the respawn feature from Apex Legends. But listen, in fairness, it's a good idea. And seeing good ideas implemented and iterated on in similar games is positive for the whole genre. So this is a pretty solid move. The latest update should be live now. Recommendation of the week, Mario Kart 8 on the Nintendo Switch. Expansive, chaotic, and fun with any amount of players. Mario Kart 8 is the perfect party game in a series of perfect party games. The kart racing franchise has a killer reputation for good reason. Even if you haven't played in years, you're bound to have a good time. I recently got my hands on this game with some friends after not having played in quite a while and was stunned at how natural and how thrilling it is. Just avoid the blue shells. They make everyone sad.